You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa. And we are into the fourth Saturday of December for some people. For some people, it still is a Thursday out there. But nevertheless, we are very much in the festive period, even if the weather doesn't agree with us. And in that time, it's important to remember that enjoying and celebrating the festive season is to be done responsibly. I'm joined on the line by the Director for Corporate Affairs at SAB, Barbara Kopolovici, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Barbara, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. This is typically a very happy time. For some, it's time to let go. For some, it's time to wind down and let go of the year that was. And for some, it is to celebrate. We typically celebrate a lot in this time. Let's look at just the importance of doing that, but doing it responsibly.
Thank you, Jimmy. And indeed, it is a time of celebration. And that's why we need to make sure we do it the right way. And we see it as our role, you know, as South African breweries also to give that guidance to our consumer and our stakeholders. So, yeah, that's a role that SAB would also lead. And how we do it from our side is that we really make sure that we provide the right education and insights to the consumer to understand what responsible good looks like, because, you know, it can be a very subjective notion. What is, you know, what is moderation for you, or what is moderation for me? Without the right guidance, can be a very different story. So making sure that, you know, the knowledge is accessible and understood. And we also need to support, you know, the enforcement leg to make sure that, you know, the rules are respected in trade, whether it's making sure that, you know, no underage person has access to alcohol, or that, you know, already intoxicated people are not further enabled, and making sure that, as you say, it remains, you know, overall a moment of celebration and not that the celebration ends because of the wrong behaviors.
Now, Barbara, you touched on the role that SAB plays in this. And I mean, I know of initiatives like the SAB Sharp initiative, but that's not the only initiative that SAB has in place. It's not the only one that SAB's put in place over the 130 years that the business has been in existence. Take us through just some of the other interventions and other measures that the business has done, understanding, of course, the environment that you operate in and the responsibility it places on you as an organization.
So I think SAB Sharp, Jimmy, has become a bit of the umbrella brand where all, even our legacy initiative, are now sitting under. And I think the two that I would really call out in terms of, you know, things that have had already a meaningful impact and that we're looking to enhance further is, one, you know, we realize that we have a unique access to the retailers, you know, to the point of consumption in the trade. And, you know, those can be forces for good. And we've really had an intentional initiative about creating a responsible trading program. And over the last 5 years, we've year on year audited and incentivized 24,000 retailers to be better champion of responsible consumption in our communities. And we've seen a massive, massive evolution. When we started, we had 21% of compliance, meaning of people that really takes responsible consumption seriously, you know, and champion it. And we're now sitting at 90%. I wish I could tell you 100, but unfortunately, we're not yet there. But that has been one massive transformation. And we look at using this platform to create new changes within our trade. How do we make sure that we don't see illicit alcohol that's becoming a health hazard in that space? And the second one that I would call out is our partnership with law enforcement to deter drink driving, where if you go on the road, you might see those little trucks where you get tested, and you'll be very surprised to see the logo SAB on them, because to date, we've actually delivered them 32 vehicles to enable over 50,000 drink driving arrests. So SAB is really in partnership with the police to make sure that, you know, no one that tests our product or any alcoholic products takes the road. And those are really the two initiatives that I would say, you know, are the most impactful when it comes to shaping a better drinking culture in South Africa.
Speaking of that drinking culture in South Africa, Barbara, you mentioned that you work closely with law enforcement, and I think sometimes it's best to hear this straight from the source. We hear all the time that law enforcement always promotes that people should be drinking responsibly, should not be drinking and driving. But from an SAB perspective, from the company that manufactures the alcohol, what would your message be to South Africans over this festive period, understanding that, of course, it is important to ensure that everybody does stay safe. How would you want people to enjoy this festive period responsibly?
I think the first very easy one is just remembering at all time, none for the road, right? Even one is not good, even if regulatory wise, it might be okay. But the moment you have a sip of alcohol, you're actually impairing your capacity to drive. So I would say, just if you're planning to drink alcohol, just don't drive and organize e-hailing services or equivalents. But that's my first message. And then just to note that it's considered as binge drinking or excessive drinking, where you have more than four drinks in 2 hours. And I think people don't always know that, because it's, you know, in times of celebration, you can quickly get there. So just remember, when you open that fourth drink, that this should be the limit, you know, at within 2 hours. So I just hope that the listener can just remember those two things, and I think we'll have the best celebration this festive season for all of us.
None for the road, folks. Please do not drink and drive. Please consume alcohol responsibly this festive period. That is the message from the team at South African Breweries. That is the message they have been celebrating throughout the year as they reflect on 130 years in operation in South Africa. We'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Director of Corporate Affairs at SAB, Barbara Kopilovici, for joining us to take a look at responsible consumption and enjoying the festive season responsibly. This interview was brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
Commitment is not just brewing beer, it's brewing hope. It's brewing dreams.
It's brewing a legacy. For over a century, believing in something bigger. Commitment is brewing a promise to step up when the nation calls. To brew moments that matter, that bring us together. For you, for the next generation. For 130 years and forever, SAB, forever committed to a future with more cheers.
South Africa, be sharp, not for persons under the age of 18.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.